News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Big news today, of course, is the cabinet meeting this morning, and they are going to be announcing yet more COVID measures. Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent, joins us. Sean, just bring us up to speed. What can we expect from this cabinet meeting today?
So the cabinet subcommittee met last night, Shane, and what they agreed is to extend the current lockdown as it is, level 5 restrictions, until March the 5th. So that is basically everything that's shut at the moment is going to stay shut. The two exceptions they were looking at were construction and schools, and the plan is for construction to stay shut through March 5th. But Dara O'Brien, the housing minister, wasn't in that meeting last night, and I'm told is quite keen, if the numbers get down, to get construction sites open. So he may have more to say today. And there's been no date fixed on the schools. Talks are ongoing on special education, getting that back, and there's hopes that can happen in February, but again no date given on it because they're all still ongoing. The more substantive things that were agreed were all in relation to international travel. So mandatory quarantine, 2 weeks quarantine, is going to be in place if you arrive into Ireland without a negative PCR test. There's also going to be a 2.5 grand fine or potential of a 6 month prison term for people who do that as well. And if you're coming from Brazil or South Africa, you're also going to have to face 2 weeks of mandatory quarantine in a state designated hotel too. The people will be able to get out of that if they have a negative PCR test after 5 days. But one minister did stress to me that the quarantine aspect of this can be somewhat deceiving because it is a very, very small number of the people who are travelling. Airlines and ferries, for example, are already screening people who don't have a PCR test to travel. So that's only about 1% of traffic. And there's very small numbers for those two countries. So people are rightly asking, well, what are you doing about everybody else? And they have, the cabinet subcommittee certainly has decided not to go down the route of mandatory self-isolation or mandatory quarantine, rather, for everybody. Instead, the current rules that are there in terms of 2 weeks of self-isolation are going to be made a legal requirement. Up to now, they've been kind of advisory. The Gardaí really haven't had much enforcement around them, but a penal provision is going to be introduced. So it's likely you'll see the Gardaí doing spot checks, and there will be increased power to hand out fines. You're going to see extra guarded checkpoints near the ports and airports as well, quizzing people as to whether their journey is essential, and they'll have the power to give out increased fines as well, up from the current €100. Interestingly, talking to one source who was at the subcommittee meeting last night, NPHET was pushing for them to go a bit further. What NPHET wanted was for anyone arriving into the country to have to get a PCR test once when they arrive, then do their self-isolation and get a second PCR test again after 5 days. And this would be regardless of whether you got a negative test 3 days before getting on the plane in the first place. And the view essentially was that at the moment, someone could get a test in London on a Wednesday, have it be negative, go about their business for 3 days, get a flight here on a Saturday and be grand to enter. And that really is a loophole they wanted to close. The government is examining that, but no keen move on it. It may, though, form part of the cabinet discussion today.
Okay, Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent, will have more details on that through the day, but thanks indeed for that update. Ciara, what do you think? Is it sensible measures, I think, in the main, extending the lockdown? Hard to disagree with what's being proposed.
No, hard to disagree with much of it. I do think 1 year on, Shane, we are 1 year into this pandemic. We now know that there are worse COVID variants out there. We know that the vaccine rollout is looking like there are going to be speed bumps ahead. And we have seen, for example, the UK variant go from non-existent here at the start of December to making up the majority of cases. So something has to be done. And I think I am reluctantly feeling that ring fencing us is the only thing. And I agree with NPHET, actually. There are loopholes in this. I don't see why every person arriving into Dublin or Cork or wherever they're coming into the country don't have to have a PCR test when they arrive as well. Because, and there shouldn't even be, they're saying people without a negative PCR test have to quarantine. There should be nobody arriving into the country without a negative PCR test. So there are issues here. I don't see that we have a lot of choice. And I think until we have the vulnerable vaccinated safely here and we know what we're dealing with these new variants, we're stuck. There's no two ways about it.
The danger is that those measures will last a lot longer than that. That is the concern. But look, 53106, let us know what you think. Do you agree with the new measures? Do they go too far? Or maybe you think they don't go far enough? Let us know your views. 53106 for 30 cent, or tweet us at NT Breakfast. Well, let's get the views of Sam McConkie now, infectious disease specialist at the Royal College of Surgeons Ireland. Sam, what do you make of what the government are proposing?
Good morning, John. I would say broadly moving in the right direction. I would advocate, 14-day mandatory quarantine for everyone coming into the country. But I think they're making a substantial step in this decision. My view is the bigger picture is that, thankfully, what we've been doing for the last 4 or 5 weeks have worked. We've gone from 8,000 cases a day down to 1,300. So that's down to less than a quarter, and that shows that what we've been really the changes we've done in the last 4 weeks have really controlled it. The first priority, in my view, for a nation is, as I said, get it down, then to keep it down, and then to keep it out. And in terms of getting it down, we've been succeeding in that. We just have more time to get it down to reasonable numbers so that we can actually control it through other, contact tracing type methods. But broadly, I think I'm delighted the discussion has moved on from here. I'm slightly disappointed in that. There's a front page Irish Times article from myself and Paddy Mallon having a big debate. Back in April of last year, Paddy wanted to close all the borders completely and let no one in at all. And I was saying, no, let's just do a 14-day mandatory quarantine for everyone who comes into the state. And those were the two positions, if you like. And sadly, it's now almost a year later.
Is there that much difference between the two positions? I mean, if you're talking about a 14-day quarantine from someone coming from the UK, you're effectively saying to them, don't come.
Well, no, for people who are coming longer term to work here for a year or two for a longer term visit, then a 2 week quarantine is still feasible. But it certainly stops most short term visits.
See, I just wonder, is there a danger we're always chasing the next thing? And I'm not accusing you of this because I know you've said the most important thing is we concentrate on how we go about our business on a day to day basis. Like the spike in numbers after Christmas wasn't caused by holidaymakers or people coming back here. They were caused by people going mad over Christmas. Yeah. I'm thinking of somebody, let's say somebody who lives in the UK whose parent dies suddenly.
Yeah.
Like if we have 14 days quarantine, we're saying to that person, you cannot come back for your father or mother's funeral. Like is that proportionate?
Yeah, I think in the risk of bringing in coronavirus and starting another outbreak in Ireland in the middle of a population of 5 million people, it may be harsh and everything as it seems.
Beforehand and a test when they come back, like is that not a better option?
You certainly could do a test before and a test when they come back. The risk is, and what has really been the experience from Australia, is that if you only do the 5 day testing or pre-departure testing, that a proportion of people still cause transmission of coronavirus after day 5, right through to day 14. So we're not starting this freshly. There is a body of information with other countries that have tried these sort of modifications, and that's what's led to the outbreaks in Australia and New Zealand is when they have been softer on it, it hasn't worked. So it seems like you do. The experience around the world has been that you have to be 14 days on it.
Go hard or go home, I suppose, or go hard.
Exactly, and you can see that.
Don't go home, perhaps, is the thing. Just before you go, I'm keen to ask you as well. I know it's not particularly your bailiwick. You're not an education expert, but you are an expert in this field. Schools reopening. When realistically do you think that's possible?
Yeah, so I'm in third level in teaching medical students and healthcare students who are really, in my view, an essential service. If we don't teach our healthcare students really well now, we won't have a new crop of interns graduating in June to work in the hospitals in July. So I suppose my point from that example is that schools are quite different. It's not just a one-size-fits-all for all of the 1 million people in the educational sector. There are children with special needs whose whole community and development is very much dependent on them being part of a special needs assistant and specialist teachers community, often just in bubbles of 4 or 5 people, not in big classes, but in tiny little groups of community. And they should be prioritized. Similarly, as I said, the healthcare education of third level students is really important because otherwise we'll have no interns to go out to the hospitals to work in July. So I don't think it's a one size fits all. It's a difference for different situations.
Okay, no, fair answer. Okay, Sam McConkey, infectious disease specialist at the Royal College of Surgeons, Ireland. Always good to talk to you. Thanks indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.